Should the minimum wage be raised?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we'll start this morning with something President Obama said in his State of the Union address last night.
Tonight, let's declare that in the wealthiest nation on earth, no one who works full-time should have to live in poverty, and raise the federal minimum wage to $9 an hour.
$9 an hour. Well, the White House says that $1.75 raise would affect some 15 million people. Tracy Samuelson reports.
President Obama wants to tie the minimum wage to the cost of living. And that's the part that stuck out for Heidi Scherholz, an economist at the Economic Policy Institute.
Minimum wage workers are one group of people in this country that at this point literally have to wait for an act of Congress to get a raise.
And Scherholz says by making future increases automatic,
you can sort of fix it and forget it.
When people have more money in their pockets, she adds, they spend more and the whole economy's better off. But there's two sides to this coin. Unemployment is still hovering around 8%. That shows companies have been slow to bring on new workers. Hoyt Blakely is a professor at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business.
It's going to be hard to encourage them to hire people if what we're doing is cranking up what they're required to pay workers.
Already 19 states have set their minimum wage higher than the federal rate. Washington State tops the list at $9.19 an hour. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.